You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and it is Wild File Wednesday, so I'm here with Andrew Graham, reporting from Laramie, and his latest article, this was from last week, is titled, Uneeda County Pursues Private Immigration Jail. Andrew, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I'm going to use the first line of your article, quote, Uneeda County officials have endorsed a private company's proposal to build a for-profit immigration jail near Evanston. So this would be run by Management Training Corporation's private prison. What would this look like and who would it serve?
So Management Training Corporation is a company that does, among other things, private prisons, both for, you know, your typical state prison, and also they have three of these ICE detention facilities. So these are prisons constructed to hold people who get picked up by ICE for being in the country without, you know, undocumented, and who are awaiting immigration hearings to see whether they'll be deported or maybe they'll file for asylum or say that it would be a necessary hardship for them to have to leave. So they're waiting for immigration hearings. So in this case, there's an immigration court in Salt Lake City that could process people. So Evanston is, I believe, within 2 hours of Salt Lake. So that's why it's a desirable location for the company to perhaps build this facility.
Would this project need approval from our statewide officials?
That's an interesting question, and one I was getting at my story. Wyoming has a piece of state statute regarding private prisons and whether the state or local government is allowed to build them. And it essentially says state and local government are allowed to. There's some certain conditions that may or may not apply in this case, but there is, you know, about whether they're not supposed to build a private prison, for example, if it would be more expensive than a state-run facility. So that one might not apply, but what the statute says is local governments are allowed to pursue a private prison with the consent of Wyoming's five elected officials, which means the Governor Matt Mead, the Secretary of State Ed Murray, the Treasurer Mark Gordon, the State Auditor, and also even the Superintendent of Public Instruction. So it's kind of a sort of a broad list in terms of what these people, what agencies they run, but these are the top five elected officials in the state.
Yeah, and I know that Governor Matt Mead isn't going to be running for another term, but some of these other elected officials will be in 2018. Do you think that this decision can play into that?
Yeah, you know, it would depend on kind of if this becomes a hot button issue for people. Private prisons will arouse a lot of sentiment, and also sort of the recent efforts to step up the detention and deportation of people who are in the country illegally also rouses a lot of emotion. But I think the first question is, does this ICE detention facility fall under that private prison statute? And while the statute pretty clearly describes federal prisons as being a part of this, an official in Uinta County, the county attorney there, told me that they're not sure if this facility would classify because it's a detention facility that holds civil detainees, not people who have been officially charged with crimes. So these are people who are picked up by ICE and held while they await their hearing. Some immigration attorneys have basically told me that's ridiculous. This is a prison. These are prisoners. Certainly it'd fall under that statute. But it remains to be seen. And at this point, Uinta County officials, they're still waiting for the company Management Training Corporation to get a go-ahead from ICE. And they, as of 2 weeks ago when I was reporting this story, they had not reached out to any of the five elected officials.
If you're just tuning in, this is your Wild File Wednesday update. I'm here on the phone with Andrew Graham, who's reporting from Laramie. His latest story is titled, Uneeda County Pursues Private Immigration Jail. And so let's talk about Evanston, which is the town in Uneeda County that the prison would be put in. And Evanston has taken a hard hit from the decline of the oil and gas industry. What could this do for their local economy? Would it be substantial?
It's hard to say. Certainly, the company makes it sound like it would be substantial. You're talking about a lease payment on a piece of property that's owned by the county, so there's some revenue there. There's construction jobs with any facility like this. And then the company has said that they think there would be around 100 to 120 jobs, although a company spokesperson told me that that was an estimate for now, but around 100 to 120 jobs, some of them which are pretty high paying for Evanston, and also pretty high paying for someone who doesn't necessarily need like a college degree. They say a correctional officer can have a high school diploma and could earn around $21 an hour, which I was told is pretty good for that area. Opponents to the project have cast doubt on those numbers. Some general opponents of private prisons have cast doubt and pointed to past instances where they say private prison companies promise a lot of jobs and they end up going to people who move in from elsewhere or people the company brings in, or that they're just kind of these just not as rosy jobs as they're painted to be. I mean, being a prison guard is not easy, I don't think, by any means.
Yeah, there's local support in Evanston, but there's also some opposition. And you spoke with a woman named Kane Pyatt. What were her thoughts?
Yeah, Kane Pyatt is a longtime resident, and a lot of the opposition was philosophical, basically. People don't want their town to hold a private prison. And so what Kane compared it to, for example, the Japanese internment camps that were at Hard Mountain during World War II, when Japanese Americans from the West Coast were rounded up and sent to this kind of desolate piece of Wyoming by the federal government. She compared it to that. And, you know, she thought it was negative marketing for the town. It was the wrong way to go. This, keep in mind, Evanston also plays home to the state's mental hospital. So she kind of, there was some pushback against this idea of Evanston is the town where we put the mental hospital and the prison. It's worth noting that even Kane and as well as county commissioners and other supporters of the project said they felt that the majority of people in town were in support of the idea.
Yeah, and I only have like 30 seconds to ask this, but I thought I'd touch base. I know you reported on Wyoming's crumbling penitentiary a few months back. I think it was earlier this summer. And there were some bids from private prisons to take over that facility. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, so different companies. And for now, as far as I know, there still hasn't been any kind of concrete proposals made there. The legislature has decided to try and fix the prison or to do some fixes and see how they hold up, some kind of more temporary fixes, knowing that they still may one day have to build a new prison. So I think that discussion is kind of tabled, but it's definitely still out there. Even if fixing the prison works, we are nearing capacity in the state penitentiary, and we could have to build a new one for that reason as well.
Well, Andrew, thank you for your latest story. We will follow up when you have more to report.
Yeah, thanks. And look forward to speaking with you again.
Once again, that was Wildfire reporter Andrew Graham talking about his story titled Uneeda County Pursues Private Immigration Jail. If you'd like to keep up with the latest on Wildfile, you can head to wildfile.com. This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.